"Who's there, Asami-san?" called a voice from inside the apartment. I could see a single paper lantern on an antique stand burning beside a freshly made futon. The futon was for the geisha, Mameha. I could tell because of the crisp sheets and the elegant silk cover, as well as the takamakura, tall pillow, just like the kind Hatsumomo used. It wasn't really a pillow at all, but a wooden stand with a padded cradle for the neck. This was the only way a geisha could sleep without ruining her elaborate hairstyle. The maid didn't answer, but opened the wrapping around the kimono as quietly as she could and tipped it this way and that to catch the reflection of the light. When she caught sight of the ink marring it, she gasped and covered her mouth. Tears spilled out almost instantly onto her cheeks, and then a voice called out, "Asami-san, who's there?"
"Oh, no one, miss," cried the maid.
I felt terribly sorry for her as she dried her eyes quickly against one sleeve. While she was reaching up to slide the door closed, I caught a glimpse of her mistress. I could see at once why Hatsumomo called Mameha Miss Perfect. Her face was a perfect oval, just like a doll's, and as smooth and delicate-looking as a piece of china, even without her makeup. She walked toward the doorway, trying to peer into the stairwell, but I saw no more of her before the maid quickly rolled the door shut. The next morning, after lessons, I came back to the Okia to find that Mother, Granny, and Auntie were closed up together in the formal reception room on the first floor. I felt certain they were talking about the kimono, and sure enough, the moment Hatsumomo came in from the street, one of the maids went to tell Mother, who stepped out into the entrance hall and stopped Hatsumomo on her way up the stairs. "We had a little visit from Mameha and her maid this morning," she said.
"Oh, Mother, I know just what you're going to say. I feel terrible about the kimono. I tried to stop Chiyo before she put ink on it, but it was too late. She must have thought it was mine. I don't know why she's hated me so from the moment she came here. To think she would ruin such a lovely kimono just in the hopes of hurting me."
By now, Auntie had limped out into the hall. She cried, "Mate mashita." I understood her words perfectly well. They meant, "We've waited for you." But I had no idea what she meant by them. Actually, it was quite a clever thing to say, because this was what the audience sometimes shouts when a great star makes his entrance in a kabuki play.